Here by Dalet, section Dalet in the Igeres Taimon. Okay, now he goes a little bit to town on the person himself who's sending him the Shaila. Avol, Mashazacharta Meisiko Hish Ahu Shaomashu Mashiach Bari Taimon. So until now he's been speaking about the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael, the Kates, and the Chizuk, and so on. Now there was somebody who went around saying he's Mashiach. Dai says, Shalota mati mimenu, voloma minimbay. He says, I have no problem with him or with the people that believe in him. Lefishu meshugabli sofik, he's crazy. Ve'ena lachoy la'asha peshem le'yisabi v'ucholyoy. As long as a person didn't cause his own illness, you can't say that there's something wrong with it. You know, there's no aveira with it. So this poor guy is mentally unhinged. He's mentally unhinged. It's his problem, and so on. V'chein eni tameh min aminim b'mikoy tzirucha. I don't have a problem with the people who believe in him because they are so they're so stressed out waiting for Mashiach. V'she'enim yodim mikoyim Mashiach. They don't understand where Mashiach is supposed to come. They think he's going to come in Taimon. And the tzur and the godless of him, that they say, oh, this is Mashiach. These are simple people. They don't know the difference, and they're having a lot of tzaras. Some conflicts is Mashiach, so fine, it's Mashiach. He says, was somebody who sat and learned. Ha'encha yodea ochi shamashiach navi godel moed v'godel mekal neviyim levad m'shan shalom. Don't you know Mashiach is supposed to be a big navi, bigger than all neviyim? V'oid ha'encha yodea mimi shoyim al atzom shu navi shenit nimtzeis nivrosu m'kheshes uchai misa levish ha'som achas ha'maylak dozois. And you also know that claiming for oneself nevuah when you don't have it, uchai misa. He says, so a Novi has, everything he says has to come true. What's your big right is Mashiach? That he calls himself Mashiach. In other words, where's the proof? Ve'yesh temed ve'chashamati, he said, she'edua b'shalva ve'yesh ito mixes chachma. You know that he's he's an erlich person, he does everything well, and he's ve'yesh ito mixes chachma, and he's got some wisdom. That's enough to be a fine, upstanding balabas. Is enough to be Mashiach. In other words, what allowed you to say it? You didn't think about what the mile of Mashiach is, what kind of stature he's supposed to have, and what's supposed to be his, how is he supposed to come? In which place? And what oisius? So he says, the problem is you don't have Mashiach's business card. You don't know what he's supposed to look like, what he's supposed to make to the table, and so on. So let me clue you in a little bit. Avol malosei tia yoisim meulam malas hanavim yoisim nechpedes sulas Mashiach nashol. He will be greater than all neviim, other than Moshe Rabbeinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meyachid him with things that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. In other words, his nevuah is inferior to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that we take as a given. But he's going to have certain things, like it says, Shenema, v'haricha b'yer shemayim. He'll be able to intuitively pick out right and wrong. Shishah Shemes Ba'omroi. Ki Yelad Yudal Lanu Ben Nitan Lanu Vatia Misal Shichmoi Rikoshmei Pella Yoyetz Kael Gibor Aviatzar Shalom. Vezir Shekroy Kael Alder HaFloga. And when it says, I mean, one of the Shemas is Kael. Pella Yoyetz Kael. What kind of name is that? So he says, Loidia Shekdulosi Me'ule Milas Kaladim. So the first thing is, you've got to at least have a Havamina that all these things are true about him. That this person has all these. I mean, we're talking about Tren and Smilus over here. Yes. So, right. Where does he know? You know, why does he know Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have these? Where does he get from? I don't know. In other words, it's not a stira to Moshe being the god of Nevi'im, because we're not saying that he was a Navi. We're saying that he's a big person. These are milas other than Nevuah. So it's not going to be a blatant stira, but it still is very unusual, and I don't know where the Chazal or where he's coming from. And Chazal say there are things in the inyanim where Chazal speak about Mashiach as godless nuchshivas. It says bigger than this, v'nisa mi'odom, and so on. I don't know that exactly this is what it says over there. Also upon him, the Rambam has it to Chazal that this is the these are milas of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Mashiach, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'echad min ha'tnoim she'esetzlenu yiduim l'chol novi she'betachas ha'madoi. He also has to be extremely smart and wise, and that's only then does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Nevuah to a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just give Stam Nevuah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nevuah is something which is totally in being a very wise person. The fisho ikat sein shein a Nevuah shel al chacham giba va'asher. Ubiaru, shafilu gibo shekrevis es yitzoy, ve osher osher bedaitoy. So these inyanim are not in any physical. That you know, even something like gibor and osher doesn't mean big and powerful. It means midas and das. This is sort of a response. I think that the writer to him said that this Mashiach guy is a he's Yeshua B'Shalva, means he's quite well to do. He's Baruch Hashem settled. I'm not sure what he thought would be the mile of that, but upon him, he did feel it's a mile. So he says the Chazal point out to miles that are in Ruchnistic stature, that not there's no reason in the world why being wealthy or physically strong would be of any help to a Mashiach. Al kshayamoid adam she'ena meforsim bechachma, v'yoyimashu navi, eno namamin moisei. But if a guy comes up, we don't know that he's a chacham. A guy walks in and says, "I'm a navi." We don't believe him. Kol shkeim yoyim echem ha'amaretz u'mashiach. Somebody who would know to be an amaretz comes along and says he's Mashiach. Like based on what? What's the like? Why would we think so? V'achas arayis who? He says, let me tell you a riot is not Maritz. He told everyone to spend all his money and give it to Taniyim. Because Hashem Lim Haim Tipshin Vuchite. People listening are idiots, and he's a balavera. I don't think he means here balavera as much as he's wrong. He did something wrong. I mean, he said before that guy's nuts. So there's no, we're not being done him as being a bad person. But ichoite means he's got it wrong. He's saying something that is absolutely not correct. So he says because the it's not appropriate, it's wrong. You're not supposed to give more than a chaimish. Elom biktosish, because of akochem, That's something that's wrong, to give everything away to tzedakah. They give a certain gvul. The same craze that had him say is Mashiach. It's the same that got him to tell people that they should give all their money to Aniyim. He said, so all they accomplished was that the poor people became rich and the rich people became poor. In other words, all that came up from this whole thing is that you have instead of that you're supposed to be able to help things by giving tzedakah, you simply just reverse the roles, and the people who needed money yesterday don't need it today, and the people who had money yesterday don't have it today. So you didn't accomplish very much with that. Then he says and what they should be doing he told them, I guess, to give him all the money. He somehow, I don't know exactly what happened there. The guy was obviously a very interesting person. He told them basically to keep giving each other money. So basically all you had was a big game of musical chairs with money. So he says this is crazy, as it is. Where and when, in other words, how will Mashiach appear and where? We also have some things. So if the first thing the Rambam says is who Mashiach is, it's going to be something that is a someone that is a man of big stature in learning, in piety, and so on. So the first thing he says is he was going to be in Eretz Yisrael, because it says Pisa Yovai Aleichaloi, so that must be Eretz Yisrael. Aval echos amidosai da shalei teida amidosai kern miyosa at she'oma olav shu ben plenim mishpachat plenis. We also are going to know who the person is. Aval yamid ish shalei noida koidem hiraosai. But if a person arises who we have no idea who he is, ve aval So he does, I made a mistake. He says that we will not know beforehand who the person is, what he is, or where he's coming from. In other words, it's only from the etzem appearance that we will realize who he is. So I'm not sure why this is such an important piece. Why is it that nobody knows who it is and so on? Lamaisa, the truth is, he's supposed to be from Beis David. The Rambam says that a melech will arise to Beis David, so the Mashmor says we have a sense of Ezichus. To be Nesach Beis David, we certainly have to know who the person is. It could be that we won't know beforehand that this person is a Mashiach, which is fine. But not sure where he's coming with this. He says, so first of all, he is going to gather in from everybody from Eretz Yisrael, from all around Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. Als die Moshe ha'umet is pas yom v'kedma at shigilchan at teiman v'leisha chechem beretz haydu. And then they will spread out towards everywhere. Now, I'm not sure, I mean, l'chura, that spreading out and so on to teiman and everything is a much later stage. I mean, you talk about Kaisel growing in numbers and, I mean, mispashit, that's a process. Also interesting when he says, what does he exactly mean? Does it mean Teiman is the opposite direction of Hodu? Does he mean that Jews had gone northwards to India and therefore they will go out there also? Or is he referring to something else near Teiman? Shekein kosev al yidei Yeshayo hashaleach bayom tzirim uvichli goyim al pnei amayim lechum alochim kalim al goyim memushach umemoyrat alam noira min hu vehola goy kav kov umvusa shabozen har ma'artzoi v'goyim. So he says basically that he sends out messengers worldwide to all the beaten members of Klal to come together. El mokrim shem Hashem tzvokz hartzir. Aval klal mon loyse shisupel they call them vim Moshe Rabbeinu tchilosim ad malachish usoyfem tuchla talulkotesim in aber versus far. I'm just giving you some basic pointers, but. Go look at the Sefer Neviim and put it together. Avlamida Micheres Lohi, Bishoshi Gala, Yibohalu Kol Malchi Eretz Mishamoy, Vyifchedu, Visipohel Malchusam, Vyisnakli Chlamid Negde, Bechervab Zulasai. The nations will become frightened. They won't know what to do, how to oppose him. They won't be able to deny it, they won't be able to have any tainess. They're going to be so overwhelmed by the nisim he does that they'll just shut up. It says there's going to be a tremendous amount of power in his hands, and people will be frightened. Shekeinama vehiko eretz b'shevet piv of ruach svas of yomis resha. Avol histali kachem v'mochom mizach shem shemarova. But the era of peace that will ein ze betchilas yigilase lacham mochom is going to magik mashuvi v'cheskal hashalom. I don't see one detail of everything I've told you to be shaykh to him. And now it's going back to Yoshka. With all the nisim that his believers said about him. Ki'ilu that he did tchias ha'meisim and he himself came and he caused people to come live. And the same moifsim that the false moifsim are saying about him. And let's say we'll agree to them for argument's sake. They still have no claim whatsoever that he's Mashiach. In other words, we don't have to argue them about the miracles, yes or no. Just say yes, they do. For everything that they claim was, we will say that it had no, there's so many things that Moshiach supposedly hasn't done. I mean, where's the New World? Where's the Beis HaMikdash? Where's Klal Yisrael? Nothing. And even if we'll accept the tainus, but where's the mile we're talking about? You can just make fun of it if you want to, because there was nothing there that happened. There was nothing. He doesn't have any type of semblance to Mach Yisrael, and therefore It's a bunch of letzanim that made him mellow. V'seif dava shezeh ha'ish. Now he's going back to the Taimani guy. If let's say he would say this out of mezit and kalos roish, he mechuyev alfe misa. I think he's crazy. I would tell you the following Eitzah Tova. Yechavush Yomim Ache Sparsim Eitz Lagoyim. Klaimashu Nifsa Bitsuverin Vibutsichloi. Voidiu Hadovam Vesfasis Abailam. Vakin Tatiru Visapsilu Atsmoi Bitchila. So he said, get him committed to insane asylum and let it be known that he's crazy amongst the goyim. And then you can let him out. The first person's life you're going to save is this meshugana, because they're going to kill him. So once he's certified, board certified as being crazy, so Baruch Hashem, so he's crazy and that's the end of it. You're going to save yourself from pogrom if you are going to declare him as a crazy person, treat him as a crazy person. And if this will become a fearsome, you are going to, they're going to kill him. If people think that you think he's Mashiach, and not only will kill him, they might end up having a little program against you. We haven't had a bigger enemy of and no other nation has been so bad to us. I guess the Rambam didn't have Ruach HaKodesh to what's going to look like now, but Shafilda Malcha Shalom Shorab Ruach HaKodesh Katos Yisrael Hischel Litzak Lukainen Beloshen Ha'uma. So David HaMelech spoke about Yishmael when he heard about the decrees of the eventual Golas. He said, why did he pick Keder? Because he's from Keder. We who are suffering still way beyond our ability. I am following Amar's advice. I'm not doing anything, lifting a finger. Like Chazal taught us that we have to bow before the Shkarim of Yishmael, and listen, shut up, and carry through. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, gave us instructions that this is a type of Avodah Zarah, Ra, whatever it is, we have to let go and not dwell on it. Ukvar yiskamno kolon gdoil muktan lispol shibuda. Shekein omi yishayel sholem goy nasati, gave you nasati lamakim, lochaya lamartim, I gave my back over to the people who would hit it, I gave my cheeks over to people that would scratch it, v'lo yistati miklimus v'roik. V'im kol zeh, Lo nuchal inotze meroi v'rasam v'achsusam kolzman. Still, we can't say that we can save ourselves totally 100% from them. Because mashna roit from shloimam heroit v'achreinu b'cheir melochama. And whenever we pursue peace, they come back with war. Mashamda shalom el melech shalom ani shalom gadabim melochama. Kolzkim erolei nevnikar malchus bedvarim tev shkeka. So certainly, if we pursue this, the government will really be upset and angry with us. So he's now recanting a story that I guess was known. That somebody got up at the beginning of the Malchus Shmuel and said he's Mashiach. V'yotze b'chaseres of Yisrael. V'hoya oy shaloi shalon mitzoyer bishkin bari. His ois was that he went to sleep with a negatzeras and he woke up, he was healed. V'loy nishlam iskoi. And he wasn't matzliach as a future Mashiach, le on that tzotzi v'chaza. V'nish Yisrael achabor ispehen be'etzim ha'golos, v'ischat sholem v'gloli tzores. So there were greater tzores that were, that came about because of it. So he says, v'okamoykein, so now he lists a whole bunch of Mashiach Shekas. So basically, I guess the purpose of it is, it's not like offender status, I guess, to avoid, but it's more like, take a look, there are people left and right who always declare themselves as Mashiachs, and there's nothing about it, that's not a mirma. Hayoyim shmoyne barboim shana. V'omer shu mevaser shulch Mashiach. He decides al yon navi. V'omer shu veiser shani golav leyotze davar of laor. V'ischach isol b'gloli tzoros. V'deina davazer mishrei motze b'kulan. What does he mean over here? V'deina davazer mishrei motze b'kulan. Somebody that was there during the whole tkufa told me all about this. V'koydem. Ze kemoish esa shalim omad baatzes far bemdins kartova ishech adom shu mashiach ukimat kotoyso kloyas in shei sobi glali. Ve kaidem ze kemoish shalim shana omad ech bet sorfas vama shu mashiach. Vasa ois is the visorosim. Vargu at sorfasim vargi moi klal mi kilis hakoidish. Then he says, ve elad varm shakon chosen adin vim So he said, like I told you before, we have psukim that tell us that in the tkufa of the eventual God, there will be constant flow of false mashiachim that will be worthless and won't do us anything for us. Shemelech understood that, you know, the goal is going to be long and people are going to want to get out and they're going to sort of create zmanim and hope that whatever it is, this is zman mesugel. But that will cause tzaris and get lost. So what did he say? He's here, Melasa said. He warned him from doing it. V'yishbiya ha'umal derech mashal. V'alme, he said, Yishbat yeshem lois yushlayim b'tzvoy, sabay lois ha'soda, im te'ir, im teres ha'ava, chetechbats. So he was mashbiya, klal Yisrael, so he puts it into Shlomo HaMelech's, that this shvuas, the shalosh shvuas over here is, was Shlomo HaMelech, ki'ilo was telling him, I'm telling you mitzat chachma, that trying to prove a Mashiach is only going to get you in trouble. V'atem achenai hovenu kav lalechem shvu osay v'al te'iru es ha'ava shetechpots. Be mekabel de shvua and don't be more the ava shetechpots. O boirei ha'olam b'midas rachmim yiskoi sonu v'itchem lekabetz golius nachlotzei v'chavloi lachzen Hashem v'akibei choloi. Kodesh Baruch Hu will remember you and gather you in. Ve'tzeinu megeat salmoves asher shiveinu ba. Ve'yosim mach shachenenu mafali benu. Ve'kayim biyameinu biyameicha mikra shekosuv. Ha'oma holchim b'choyshech ro or godel. Yesher salmoves or nagalehim. Ve'yachshich be'apoy be'vrosa kolakom aleinu. Ve'yoyim mach shakenu k'sivtichonu. Kina choyshech yichas eretz v'arofel umim v'alaych izach Hashem. V'kvoid alaych izach. Ve'sholom l'cha. Yedidenu yekereinu, balachochmas oisot funis. That is being mefayesim again and saying, Shalom, the person's a balachochmas, before he had sort of knocked him and said, I expected more out of a smart person like you, now he's sort of being mefayesim. Balachamarat Shalom ka'or zareach v'raf Shalom adli yoyecham esela. Ve'ono akashim ucha, she'tishach ha'tokas egeresos l'chol kol v'kol לחכמים לזולסם, לחזק אמונוסם לחמד רגלם לבלטימות. You should send copies of this letter to every single community, חכמים and otherwise. ותקרא איסה על כל הכל היהודים, read it in front of everybody, כדי שתהיה מצדיק הרבים, אחר שתזר וסישר מתחס הסוהר והשמיר משום ראשה, שיפרסינג על הדוב הלומס הישמלם. But you should be very, very careful not to tell the goyim about it. Shem yischadish dava, sheitzalein Hashem v'rachmav mimeno. He's scared that if they find out about this, they're chas v'shalom going to make a pogrom. Ve'afal pishak esavtoi say, it's a misfirm zahar v'moid. Even though I wrote it, but I was still very, very scared. So he says, "Aver isish atzlokas harabim davishin roy lifchoid nazekana." But zikar rab, I felt, should override a sense of zakana. Ve'af bechol ze shigatus lechem seder Hashem l'reiv, and even everything that I sent you to seder Hashem l'reiv. Ve'kach yichtichonu kvar yichtichonu achamim shekiv man anovil ashol ba'amru shluk mitzin zaken ve'en lemitzik do lemizu shlomis olami. So basically, he says over here that he himself acted in ways that were sakana, but he felt that tzerech for writing this was overriding. This over here also, he has an attached piece, I guess it was part of the original letter or so, where he goes through the different Nevi'e Sheker that he knows about and so on, a bunch of them. What happened and so on. Akapanim, this is the end over here. Any questions? Okay, so this is the. So we finished Igeres Taman. I think the next one is one more Igeres. We saw the Igeres Shmad, there's Igeres Taman, there's Igeres Tesameisim. Mercy Hashem, when we come back after Pesach, I guess we'll do the Igeres Tesameisim. Okay, Chag Kosher Sameach. Yes, sure.